Okay, check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Go ahead and give me your
check,
name
check,
real quick.
Check, check, check. Marianne Dissard.
Once more, please.
Marianne Dissard.
After calling Tucson home for almost 20 years, the French-born songwriter Marianne Dissard is moving on. She's got plans in Palermo, Sicily, but she's making the most of her last few weeks in town. She'll be saying farewell to her adopted home city in a pair of upcoming shows. This Saturday, March 9th, will also be a benefit to help send a contingent of local musicians to the annual South by Southwest Music and Media Conference that's happening next week in Austin, Texas. Dissard worked with the Tucson Music Factory to book two showcases at the conference. She'll be joined there on stage by some of her closest musical friends, as she told producer Mark Dugan.
I'm very excited about it.
What do you plan on doing there besides playing?
I'll actually just have one show, which is going counter to the philosophy of South by Southwest, which means you start playing when you get up with a hangover and you stop playing when it's time. Well, you never stop playing. Feu d'artifice sur le tube, je tombe pour toi plus vite que ces fusées. Monte au ciel. I'm just doing one show, one official showcase on Wednesday at the very start of the festival. And the rest of the time, I'm just going to meet people, enjoy it.
What are you going to be doing in your music showcase specifically? Anything new or different?
Completely different, actually. I have a new bandmate who's not from Tucson. Met him 6 weeks ago in Paris. He's from Seattle, and he comes from the world of hip-hop. And this is us meeting halfway between hip-hop and whatever it is I'm doing. Comme un coup de tonnerre, blanc comme l'éclair. Sure, there's a strong tradition of chanson in what I'm doing, but it's also Americana, Tucson style, but it's tinged with Latin brass, you know, Sergio Mendoza type, big bang, orchestra and things like that.
The French style you just mentioned, explain that a little more.
Really heavy reliance on lyrics, which is very ironic because I sing in French and none of you are getting it.
Well, there might be someone in that crowd that might be getting it.
That would be implying that my lyrics are easy. They're so complicated.
It wouldn't be the person in the background blushing or something like that?
I hope people blush, but usually it's by suggestive moves. Somebody in New Zealand once told me, you know, your stuff is really suggestive, but even a 10-year-old could still have fun with it, not knowing what you're actually saying.
So we talk about the lyrical component. What about the musical component?
Singer up front, very dramatic, you know, sweating on stage and all those very personal tales, something like that. The entertainer, for sure. We have Edith Piaf, of course, coming to mind and things like that. You know, the singer. But the thing is, in hip-hop, you know, when you're talking about an MC, you know, a situation where you have a guy on the mic and then somebody doing music and it's just someone on the microphone and you have to carry a lyrical content that through everything you have.
Now, you've been to South by Southwest before.
Yes, this is going to be my fourth official time. And I swore this year that I would not go alone. So I wrangled up a lot of people from Tucson and met up two full showcase evenings for the festival. I basically called up the festival and said, you know, give me two nights. I gotta have my friends around. This has gotta be a good party. And so they gave me two nights and I got to pick the venue and I got to pick the days and everything turned out wonderful. We're getting quite a bit of buzz from those two evenings.
Who's coming along with you?
Giant Sand, Sergio Mendoza y la Orquestra, Chicha Dust, Andrew Colbert, Naima Moore, Tesoro, Gabe Sullivan and the Taraf of Tucson, and that's just Tucson. And then we got a band from Tasmania, two bands from France, and a band called Spain, but that's actually from Los Angeles.
You're also hosting a pair of shows this month to, in effect, say goodbye to Tucson.
I'm moving away from Tucson. I've been here for 20 years, and I'm heading back to Europe, and it sounds now that I'm going to be doing a strange commute between Seattle and Palermo, Sicily. We were talking as I was entering about making things complicated when they could be simple, so I'm not sure if that's going towards simple or complicated, but Tucson has been home for 20 years, and definitely every fiber of my being has been, you know, inflicted by it, but That's it.
Life moves on.
Life moves on.
So you think this is maybe a goodbye gift to some of your musical friends here in town? Hey, let's all go to South by Southwest and do it as one big happy family, and then once it's over, bye-bye.
Yes, I like to go out in style.
Yeah.
For sure. It's a big farewell gift, for sure. I've been helping. I've been active. I've been helped by so many people out here that what I see... I see it as a give and take. You give, you take, you learn, you help the newer ones, the new generation, you get helped by the older generation. Calexico are the ones who, you know, put me in front of a mic and said, sing. If I can do that to younger ones, I'll do it. It's all, you know, we're all one in this.
Today, again, I